Since opening almost a year ago, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has received much support from the local community. The trend continued yesterday with the announcement of another large monetary gift to the museum. It was at yesterday's announcement where Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda talked to some of the scholars who will be recipients of the gift.
My dad grew up reading westerns. Some of you have been to the office, you will notice his love for art. He loved traditional American western art.
John Tyson, chairman of Tyson Foods Incorporated, remembers his father taking him to visit the Gilcrease Museum in Tulsa as a child. John's father loved traditional American western art, which he started collecting in the 1960s. John is also an avid collector, and during the past 20 years, he has significantly expanded the Tyson Foods corporate collection. The Tyson name will continue to be associated with supporting art in the community, thanks to a $5 million gift from the Tyson family and Tyson Foods to Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The gift was announced during a press conference late Wednesday morning inside the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges. The $5 million commitment will help establish the Tyson Scholars of American Art and the Don Tyson Prize. The Don Tyson Prize is a special recognition for lifetime achievement in American art. The Tyson Scholars Program is a research and residency program that will help promote the study and understanding of American art. Research residency programs provide scholars the opportunity to focus on large-scale projects without the interruptions of their regular professional duties. With the Tyson Scholars of American Art program, Crystal Bridges joins other national institutions such as the Terra Foundation for American Art and the Getty Research Institute in supporting research that contributes to the overall body of knowledge in the field of American art history. Matthew Bailey is one of the three inaugural Tyson Scholars. Bailey is a Ph.D. candidate in the Department of Art History and Archaeology and a Lynn Cooper Harvey Fellow in American Culture Studies at Washington University in St. Louis.
It's amazing, yeah, and just an amazing opportunity to I knew I was going to take it right away, but to have the from this institution, which I had known about and followed for since its inception and had visited here early in the spring, too, so I just knew about it. It was just an exciting opportunity.
During his time as a Tyson scholar, Bailey will continue to work on his dissertation, which examines the way artists conceptually and physically interacted with paint during the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
My thinking about painting is really different, and I mean, you can do that with any sort of painting across time and space, of course, but I've come to it by looking at a few different American artists. So it's American artists in the late 19th to early 20th centuries, including Winslow Homer, Albert Pinkham Ryder, and John Maron. Some are bigger than others. But it's just a way I can offer ways of thinking about painting differently that different scholars can take in their own directions. But for me, it's most fulfilling when somebody looks at a painting and thinks of it more in terms of texture and physical substance and materiality, is what we call it in broader terms, and begins to think more about the artistic process and the phenomenal process at play in artistic making, instead of just thinking as painting as pictures or images that are detached from us. So I want to really make artistic processes a part of our everyday physical experience and kind of, it's not sacrilegious, but trying to bring artists back down to earth and say that these are real people engaging with materials and they also struggle with paint in certain ways. So I think it's just mostly about people looking at painting in a different way. And that's not just for scholarship, it's for it's a public thing too. I want to be accessible and to transform people's ways of experiencing painting. So, you know, for me it's intellectual, but I like to be accessible as well.
During his four-month residency in Bentonville, Bailey will be sharing a home with fellow Tyson scholar Susan Rather. The house, which is owned by the museum, is about a 5-minute walk through the woods. Rather says the farmhouse, as it has been called, is a very large house that is about 8,000 square feet. Rather is a tenured member of the art history faculty in the Department of Art and Art History at the University of Texas, Austin.
I have been working on a book on the status of American artists between the late colonial and early national periods for a rather long time, and I'm quite close to finishing, and so the goal I've set myself is, if possible, to finish my manuscript by the end of my term here, and that would then be followed by a fairly long process of getting it published and all the editorial process, but I'm actually hoping to finish the manuscript by the end of my time here.
Since joining the University of Texas Austin in 1986, Rather has taught and supervised students ranging from beginning undergraduates to doctoral candidates. Rather says programs like the Tyson Scholars Program can be very beneficial to researchers.
Well, it is really important, for people at all levels. In my case, it's really easy to say why, because normally during a fall semester, I would be teaching a couple of classes. I would be meeting in office hours with the students in those classes. I have master's and doctoral students, and I would be meeting with them and advising them, and actually I'm still doing that. That doesn't stop when you go away. I would be serving on any number of committees, which takes up time. I would be going to faculty meetings. So when you're doing all of that, it's really hard to find time to do sustained work. So maybe you have an hour here, a couple of hours there, maybe you have some time on the weekend, or maybe you don't if you have a family. So what this does is it frees me from all of those obligations. You know, the emails still come through my computer, but it frees me from those obligations and means that really what I have to do is to sit and write. And I'm mostly beyond the stage of researching at this point. I'm writing and finishing up a final chapter. So, I mean, it's a great thing to be able to have this time.
The third member of the inaugural class is Dr. Jason Weems, an assistant professor at the University of California, Riverside. Weems specializes in American art and visual culture from the colonial period to the present. As a Tyson scholar, Weems will complete work on his current book manuscript, which examines the development of modern aerial vision and its effect on visual expression during the interwar years. Although this is the inaugural year of the program, Rather says that's a positive aspect of being a Tyson scholar.
And there are a lot of places, there are places that have fellowship programs, but I do think that one of the really neat things about being here is that this is the first year of the program. We are a pilot group of fellows, and we are giving feedback and helping to shape the program for the future. And so I think that's a fantastic opportunity.
More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.